Welcome to another episode of 15 Minute Time Limit. Now, today's episode will be focused only on AEW Grand Slam Dynamite episode that came from New York City to a sold-out crowd of over 20,000 people. So, without any further ado, let's start this episode. Welcome to 15 Minute Time Limit, the wrestling podcast. So AEW had its biggest gate attendance ever last night in New York City at Ash Stadium. Over 20,000 people live in attendance. This is the most, the highest number of attending people in a wrestling event outside of WWE since 1999, the peak WCW days. It was great. Kudos to them for this huge milestone, for this huge, huge attendance. And boy, oh boy, did it deliver. The crowd was crazy. The show was crazy. Everything was crazy. Everything was great. Perhaps one of the best Dynamite episodes ever. Maybe even the best. I'm not sure. I just finished it. So, you know, a recency bias, because it's the last thing I saw, the last episode of Dynamite I saw. So I may be over exaggerating, and maybe not. I don't know. I'll still need to think about it. But it was a great Dynamite episode for sure. Let's get started. Let's get started. I can't talk from how great this episode was. Well, here we go. Kicking off the show with the most anticipated match in AEW's history, Bryan Danielson versus Kenny Omega in a non-title match. Now, you know, I thought about it before the show. If I am AEW, what is the first match and what is the main event? Because you have only one title match at this episode, the women title. And most of the time, if there's only one title match on your show, it should go on last. It should be the main event because the title is the most important match of the evening. But you have Danielson versus Omega, which isn't the first time ever match. They faced each other on the indies and in PWG, I remember. So that was a dilemma. But then again, if you start with Danielson versus Omega, you may burn your crowd out throughout the show. And they also taped Rampage after Dynamite was over and off the air. So it was a difficult decision, but I think that they made the right one, starting with Bryan Danielson versus Kenny Omega. Boy, did it deliver. Now, there's also, you know, who will win? Who will win? And I read plenty of theories online, plenty of opinions online. And the one that was most frequent was a time limit draw, because you can't have Bryan Danielson lose his first match in AEW. But you can have the champion lose, even though it's a non-title match, but still, you don't want your world champion, your dominant world champion, to lose to a debuting superstar right in the first match. I actually thought they would go with a dusty finish for Bryan Danielson to win it somehow. Maybe that maybe the Bucks or Don Callis try to interfere, but it backfires, and then Danielson gets the win. But they went with the 30-minute time limit draw. Now, this is a 15-minute time limit, the podcast, but they went with the 30-minute time limit draw. Good for them. It was great. It really was one of the best free TV matches of all time I ever saw. And from reading thoughts online, I'm not the only one who's thinking that. But really, it was an absolute classic. It was very much in a New Japan main event style. You know, it started off slow with a slow build. And then they started going crazy. And oh, the V trigger from outside of the ring. Wow. And the Danielson bringing back cattle mutilation, which is funny because he's a vegan. But everything was on point, and the Buzuyakuni and everything was great. And, you know, and it ended. I can't say it was sudden because we knew it's a 30-minute time limit, but it kind of ended. Most of the time when you do a time limit, then you have a last second kick out or a finisher, but without being able to cover for the pin before time is over. But they ended it perfectly. Kudos to them. Really, really, really great match. What a way to kick off this Dynamite, the Grand Slam Dynamite. And since it was a crazy match to start, what do you do next? You bring in CM Punk to talk, cool down a little bit of the crowd, but you can't cool down a crowd with CM Punk promo, right? Even though it was a bit long, but it served its purpose to give the fans some time to relax from the match. Then we got Brian Pillman Jr. versus MJF. MJF's parents posted a picture on Twitter that they say that they, even though they are his parents, they're still going to boo him. MJF won. No, Pillman Jr., he has a bright future. I'm not sure he was ready enough for this kind of crowd and this kind of highlight match. But he has good chemistry with MJF. And MJF, you know, he should have won it. That was pretty obvious. But, you know, maybe it was the weakest match of the night. Still a good match. But it is what it is. Then Malakai Black versus Cody Rhodes. Now, I know a lot of people don't like Cody. I don't want to say hate. Don't like Cody. He's pretending to be a face when clearly he's a heel. And that cape was one of the most heelish things I've ever seen in a wrestling match. You know what? The match delivered. The match was good. It wasn't the best. It didn't over-deliver, but it didn't under-deliver. It was a Cody match, and Malakai Black is great. And I liked how he hit him with the kick, and Cody just rolled out and fell out of the ring. And what Malakai Black did, run right after him and try to pull him back in the ring. That was a great psychology bit. In the end, it was a black mist right in Cody's face. Malakai Black won it. I'm intrigued to see where it goes from here. Maybe it will turn Cody heel, the black mist. Maybe it will make Cody join Malakai Black. I don't know. It was a very intriguing finish, and with the fight with Arn Anderson, you know, it can go a long way. And on a side note, that's not related to the match, but Brandi Rhodes looked stunning, accompanying Cody to the ring. She just had a baby, and you know, I bet it was very emotional for her. All of this happening and the crowd reaction, and it was great. A great professional wrestling match. Not the best, not the worst, but just what it needed to be. Then we got a promo from Miro, which... You know, Miro is Miro. He's great. He's going to face Sammy Guevara next for the TNT title. Good build-up for that match. Then we had Sting and Darby Allin versus FTR, who came in an NWO-inspired gear, which was amazing bit of psychology and continuity. They're great. I love FTR a lot. And FTR did everything they could to make this match awesome. Darby Allin is great. And Sting. Let's talk about Sting, okay? Growing up, watching wrestling in the 90s like I did, and seeing Sting in WCW, and he was one of my favorite wrestlers back then. And seeing him now, at 62 years old doing this stuff after he was out with a career-ending injury after his match with Seth Rollins at WWE, and being able to be back to perform, to have a match in a ring, he is a legend. He did amazing in this match. Sure, FTR did all they could to elevate him and to put him strong, and they are an amazing tag team, and they have a lot of respect for the business, and I'm sure they enjoyed being in the ring with Sting, and Darby Allin did his thing. But kudos to Sting at 62 for doing all those stuff. I enjoyed this match. I enjoyed it a lot. You know, from an enjoyment point of view, I think this is the match I enjoyed the most from the show. Kudos to everyone involved. Really, really great match. Loved seeing every minute of it. So yeah, bravo. And the main event time. The Women's Championship between Ruby Soho, the challenger, and Britt Baker, DMD, the champ. Now look, I loved Ruby Soho, aka Ruby Riott, aka Heidi Lovelace, for a long time. I think she's one of the best female wrestlers. Before she signed with AEW, I talked about her on an episode of the podcast, when she only had her vignettes as Ruby Soho, Destination Unknown. I really, really love her. And Britt Baker is also one of my favorite female wrestlers. And, you know, a lot of people were very excited and wanted to see Bryan Danielson versus Kenny Omega. But for me, the most anticipated match of the night was Ruby Soho versus Britt Baker. And I tell you what, it delivered. It delivered big time. It had a big match feel. Ruby Soho is a great wrestler and a great seller, and she made Britt Baker look like a million bucks. Not that Britt needs it, because she looks like a million bucks. And Britt was also great in her part. And, you know, Jamie Hayter's involvement gets what it needed to get. It lets Britt win it, but it doesn't hurt Ruby a lot. It was a great match. It had a great pace, great spots. And the ending, you know, a lot of people say that interference may hurt it, but that's what heels do. You know, especially if the heel champ has two other wrestlers on her corner at ringside, what did you think will happen? Now, Ruby has friends. You know, she wrestled with Chris Statlander and Riho, but they were absent, so it was pretty obvious. I kind of wanted Ruby to win the title, but I understand the decision to let Britt retain, because Ruby just got here, and she was hot-shotted by winning the Battle Royale, the Casino Battle Royale. So I'm okay. I'm okay with the decision. Britt is a great champ, and I'm sure those two will meet again down the road and will produce more magic. Overall, like I said in the beginning, maybe it's a recency bias, but it was perhaps the best Dynamite episode ever. And they taped Rampage as well after Dynamite went off the air. I didn't read the spoilers. The Dynamite was great, but the Rampage of this week will also be great. It will be a special 2-hour episode of Rampage. And I want to be surprised. They have great matches there as well. And the crowd, wow, the crowd was amazing throughout the show. It elevated everything. If you still didn't watch it, stop everything you're doing now. I mean, after you finish listening to the podcast, and go watch the episode. It's very much worth your time. All right, that's all the time for this episode. Like I said, it was only AEW Dynamite Grand Slam review. We'll talk about a lot of other stuff on tomorrow's episode, so make sure you subscribe. You can see all the links for the options to listen to the podcast at linktree.com/15minTimeLimit. That's linktr.ee/15minTimeLimit. Share it with a friend, you know, let them enjoy the podcast as well. Thanks a lot, and we'll see you tomorrow.